My first guest tonight is an actor, a musician, a producer, director and author, and to millions of television viewers, however, he will always be known as Ricky Ricardo. More than a pleasure now to welcome Mr. Desi Arnaz. Very nice to see you.
Thank you. Cuban Pete, huh?
Yeah.
Thank you, David.
Thanks for being on the show. What is it? Now, this reaction, you must get this wherever you go. People like you. They love you. They've seen you on television for a long, long time. It must be very gratifying.
We love them, too.
Yeah. Did you, at any point in the project, realize what you were getting into, that this thing was going to be...
No, that's kind of one of those things, you know, that if you're lucky enough, maybe... It's a once-in-a-lifetime deal, yeah. You know. Yeah. No, we wanted to work together. And Lucy was doing a radio show called My Favorite Husband. And then CBS wanted her to...
Was the radio show version as popular as the TV show turned out to be?
It was a
later?
Very popular radio show, yeah. She was on for about 3 years. And then they wanted her to transfer to television. And we wanted to work together.
Yeah.
So she says, I want Desi to play the husband. Well, the husband in the radio show was Richard Denning, the guy that played the governor in Hawaii 5-0, you know. Well, he's a tall, blonde, blue-eyed vice president of a bank or something. I said, I'll never be able to get away with that part, you know. So the same writers that were doing My Favorite Husband, Jess Oppenheimer and Bob Carroll Jr. and Madeline Davis... They're now doing Alice, Bob and Madeline and I. Mm-hmm. They, you know, kind of came up and me with the music and the orchestra leader, and then nobody wanted me to play Ricky.
By nobody, you mean the heads of the network, I would guess?
The network, the sponsors, nobody. You know, they said, who the hell is going to believe this Babaloo fellow is going to be married to this typical American girl, you know?
Yeah.
Funniest part of it is that we had been married for 10 years right then, you know.
So how was this thing finally resolved? How did you bump Mr. Denning out of the picture?
Well, you know, George M. Cohan always said that those people out there, the audience, they tell you what's good and what isn't. Mm-hmm. So I told Lucy, I said, maybe they're right. Maybe nobody will believe you when I'm working together, you know. So in those days, I had the big band, you know, and we used to do vaudeville, play the Paramount Theater, and the Roxy, that's not there anymore. So I said, well, the next time that I go on tour, why don't you come with me, you know? And we'll do a couple of numbers together and see what the audience thinks of us working together. So we worked the Roxy here in New York when we're still there. Radio City, Minneapolis, that's not there anymore. Chicago Theater. We picked about 5 or 6, you know, cross-country places. And the audience were wonderful. And Mr. Paley, which is the head of CBS at the time, chairman of the board, he saw us on the stage and said, well, the audience seems to like them together, and they have been married for 10 years, and maybe they'll believe that they're not.
At the time...
They don't give you enough credit, ever.
At the time, though, I guess it a more exotic... coupling you couldn't come up with. It seemed a guy from Cuba and then the all-American redhead.
And then the people
hat.
That work with us, you know, Fred and Ethel, they were just sensational,
yeah.
You know.
Right. In the television program, you and Lucy slept in separate beds. Now, there were some other things that they wouldn't let you do, and when we come back after the commercial, I want to talk about other things that you couldn't do on television. We'll be right back with Desi Arnaz. Thank you very much, Paul. Desi Arnaz is here. We talked about you couldn't sleep in the same bed. What other kinds of things, compromises, did you have to make?
Well, you know, when she was going to have the baby, I told the head writer at the time, was Jess Oppenheimer, and I said, Lucy's going to have a baby. She says, what are we going to do? I said, what do you mean, what are we going to do? She's going to have a baby. That's what we're going to do. She already had my daughter, Lucy.
Uh-huh.
And they won't let us do the thing. You know, you couldn't even say the word pregnant in those days.
Right.
They say I had to say expecting.
So that...
It was better for me to use spectrum anyway.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. It still is.
Could never get a lot with pregnant.
Yeah, yeah.
No. Finally, the head of Philip Morris was a wonderful old guy called Alfred Lyons. He wrote him a note saying, don't fool around with the Cuban. Uh-huh. I cleaned it up a little.
Yeah. And that was one of the most successful shows of the whole run, wasn't it?
You believe they won't let us do it? They said, well, can you hide her, you know, be behind high chairs or sitting down on a table? I said, not Lucy. When she gets pregnant, brother, there's no question about it. She wobbles around like a big elephant. There's no way.
Yeah. Yeah.
No way to hide her for 6 months, you know.
Yeah.
So now he's making a picture. My daughter is... doing a show for HBO, and she's going on the road with her husband, Larry Luckinbill, and I do. I'm the only bum in the family. I'm the only one that's not working.
Now, in addition to being on the television program, which is just legendary, you responsible for other firsts. You developed the first way to syndicate off network television shows, which this one.
Well, the only ones that did in front of an audience.
In front of an audience?
With multiple cameras. Sometimes you use four cameras, like you use three here.
They had been doing them live, hadn't they? You were doing it on film?
We always did it on film,
mm-hmm.
but in front of an audience.
Right.
We never used canned laughter.
Yeah.
That's why some of our laughter I hear in some other shows.
Now, is that true? I've heard that rumor before, that the audience sounds from your program is still
Well,
used.
You know, you worked in front of an audience most of your life, and you know, sometimes you get the regulars and you can detect the same laughter.
Right.
Well, Lucille's mother, you couldn't miss her laugh, Didi. And my assistant director, Jim Paisley, and you know, he was close like around here, you know, so not only did the audience microphone picked up his laugh, but our dialogue mic mm-hmm. picked up his laugh. So we had the dialogue, the laughter, the music, the applause, everything on the same track, with all four cameras coordinating one soundtrack. You know, the first time anybody done that, and that's what made Desi Lu a big success.
Yeah, but you now have heard those laughs from many, many years back on new shows.
On other shows,
yeah.
They lift them up.
you're gonna sing for us tonight, I hope.
Yeah.
Is that right? All right, we're gonna come back after station identification with Desi Arnaz. Mr. Desi Arnaz here. Wow, Irving Hall and his trained baboon. Have you ever worked with a baboon?
No,
oh,
not yet.
Oh, boy, I'm a... Sandra Bernhardt is here tonight, and tomorrow night, by the way...
Sarah Bernhardt?
Sandra Bernhardt is here.
Oh.
Tomorrow night, camping with Barry White night tomorrow, right here on this program, ladies and gentlemen. Also, comedian Bob Goldthwaite and actress Jacqueline Bissett, and I know she's going to enjoy camping with Barry White.
She's pretty.
Oh, she's a lovely woman. What is, as a musician, what was your first instrument? What was your instrument of preference?
I jive a guitar.
Guitar?
All Cubans play the guitar and sings. You need that. You need that to romance.
Uh-huh.
We serenade.
I just say, I've been on your show.
Oh.
Hey, Jack!
Well, now...
I was just telling
that's
David
right.
I saw him across the way there in the dressing rooms.
I've never met Jack Parr before, and I met him earlier tonight, and I said, why don't you be a guest on our show? And he said something to the effect, it sounded like fat chance. I don't know what he said. And he said that, okay, he would consider it, and so there he was.
I guess. Well, he did it.
Now, do we have to pay him for that? It's the strangest thing. I thought that...
Not as much as you pay me, and that's not a hell of a lot.
No,
so
<there's>... There's nobody getting richer on this deal, let me tell you. Anyway, but you...
I do it for the love.
That's it. You also played the drums, the conga drums?
Yeah, big conga thing, yeah.
And you're going to do something tonight. Introduce the gentleman playing the piano for you tonight.
Well, Marco Rizzo. He's been with me since the old Copacabana days. 1947. And he was off Ride of Lucy. I tell you what we're doing tonight. You know, this song was written by the greatest American composer, and everybody knows him for God Bless America, White Christmas, Easter Parade, Annie Get Your Gun, and a million others. But very few people know that he wrote a song about my country many, many years ago, before they stopped shaving down there. Mm-hmm. If you know what I mean.
Yes, I do know what you mean.
Barbers are very bad shape. Anyway, this is a song about...
Song about Cuba.
My country.
All right, we'll look forward to that.
Shall I go ahead and do it?
Please do. Mr. Desi Arnaz.
Okay, Marco, give me a little bump in there. Not so far from here, there's a very lively atmosphere. Everybody's going there this year, so come along. I'm on my way to Cuba, that's where I'm going. Cuba, that's where I'll stay. Cuba, where wine is flowing and where dark eyes tell us lie their fellows, panatellas. Cuba, where all is happy. Cuba, where all is gay. Wonderful trip to Havana. Hop on a ship and I'll see you in CUBA. Why don't you plan a wonderful trip to Havana? Hop on a ship and I'll see you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank Paul and Marco and David for letting me sing the song. And I want to thank Irving Berlin for writing that song over my country. And even though we're a little late, we wish him from every heart of every Cuban a very happy birthday. And we hope that soon again we can all shout with joy. Marco. Why don't you play?
Pleasure meeting you. Very nice. Desi Arnaz, ladies and gentlemen.